Naturalization ceremonies are usually full of excitement. People arrive to a courthouse or other government building, often wearing some combination of red, white, and blue. And as NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, there was still an atmosphere of joy at some ceremonies this year, even in the face of tougher obstacles.
It's a brisk January morning in Alexandria, Virginia, and people form a neat line outside the district court with their spouses, kids, and friends. They're nervous, but by the time they come out, the line turns into a mingling crowd with selfies and chatter.
Oh, I feel blessed.
I feel protected by becoming a citizen.
I would like to vote. That's like the first thing I'm looking for. And apply for scholarships again. That's like on the back of my mind.
That's Zaida Meza of Guatemala, Angel Latham of Mexico, and Olya Lee of Ukraine, all now American citizens. For some, the process took months. For others, it's been decades. Among those was Ashley Lezama Moreno. She's from Honduras, but has lived in America since she was 18 months old. She turned 30 2 days before her ceremony.
I feel happy, you know? I feel at peace. I feel like I've always felt like I belonged here, but there was something missing. And I feel like this was the key that was missing. Mm-hmm. And it's finally here.
191 people took their citizenship oath at ceremonies in D.C. and Alexandria this month. These ceremonies took place against the backdrop of a year of changes to naturalization. The Homeland Security Department unveiled a longer, tougher citizenship test. The Trump administration halted processing green cards and citizenship applications from nationals of 39 countries. And the agency wants to let officers consider whether immigrants would rely on benefits like food stamps or health care as a reason to deny them U.S. citizenship. Some applicants took notice of the changes.
Well, first of all, I had been here for a long time on a green card, and I figured it was time. I wanted to be able to vote in federal elections.
That's David DeMart from Canada, and he's been in the U.S. since 2001.
And I got a little bit concerned about the current situation for people who had were not citizens yet.
Federal district judges at the ceremonies NPR sat through emphasized the importance of voting and civic engagement. They welcomed people from more than 40 countries to American citizenship. Here's Corey Alonso Yoder, an immigration attorney in the D.C. area.
It's just incredibly important to reiterate the involvement in community, the civic duty, and the importance of having your voice heard by your government, and how the people that we've seen today are truly committed and are taking the steps forward to make that happen.
Her client was naturalized in one of these ceremonies.
At its core, citizenship is continuing to move forward, and naturalization processes are continuing to move forward for people.
By the time the ceremony wrapped up, the cold wind outside the Alexandria courthouse was biting. But surrounded by their families, none of these new citizens seemed to mind. The excitement to fully be an American took center stage.
My heart is like melting right now. I'm so happy to have them all here.
Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
And this story was co-reported by Anusha Mather.